The ceremony brought closure to a remarkable chapter in history that had begun almost six decades earlier. Following the decisive Allied victory at Midway in early June 1942, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, driven primarily by Admiral Ernest King, drew up ambitious plans for offensive operations in the South Pacific. At the time, most of America's combat troops were being sent to Europe. Leftover resources were scarce. Practically no one, including the Japanese, anticipated America on the offensive in the Pacific until 1943. The Joint Chiefs' plan had three major tasks. 1. Seize Tulagi and adjacent islands in the Solomons. 2. Capture the remainder of the Solomons and the northeast coast of New Guinea. And 3. Take the huge Japanese anchorage and airdrome on New Britain Island, known as Rabaul. Japan's actions accelerated the Joint Chiefs' plan. Aerial reconnaissance showed that the Japanese had established a seaplane base at Tulagi and were building a runway on Guadalcanal. Japanese control of the islands threatened the vital sea lanes between the United States and Australia. Operation Watchtower was thrown together to quickly land American troops on Guadalcanal and the nearby islands of Tulagi and Gavutu. A basic premise of military planning is that if an attacker is to have any chance of success, he must possess material superiority over the defender. But for Watchtower, the Allies would be outgunned. The situation was so grim that the operation was nicknamed Shoestring. At one point, the theater commander, Admiral Robert Gormley, became so pessimistic about the viability of the operation that he secretly gave the commander of the 1st Marine Division the authority to surrender. Yet Watchtower went forward and eventually encompassed seven major naval battles and scores of air and land battles. The outcome of the campaign was very much in doubt for months. It began less than auspiciously, with the understrength 1st Marine Division, which included the elite 1st Raider and 1st Parachute Battalions. The bulk of America's invading force, totaling 11,300, landed on Guadalcanal, while about 3,000 men, commanded by Brigadier General William H. Rupertus, were sent to grab several islands north of Guadalcanal. Tulagi, the twin islands of Gavutu Tanambogo, and portions of Florida Island. The smaller islands of Tulagi, Gavutu, and Tanambogo were considered the operation's most difficult objectives.